job are you qualified to get after graduating from 12 years of public education in the U.S.?
Not many, like minimum wage.
Robert Bentley is 20 years old and lives on Seattle's Capitol Hill, and he's not alone. There are many young people without job skills. So it should be no surprise that youth unemployment is high, even as the national unemployment rate has fallen. The youth unemployment rate in July was over 14%. For black youths, it was nearly 25%. Paul Taylor, president of Capital Industries in Seattle's SoDo neighborhood, is showing me his steel shaping factory and introducing me to some of his workers.
This is Boyd Ross.
Boyd, you've been here, what, 35 years?
38.
38 years. Looks like a kid, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He thinks he's a golfer, but I think he's a welder.
Because you've golfed with him?
Well, he won't let me. He just says I'm the caddy.
Not a bad caddy either.
Paul Taylor does have younger workers than Boyd Roth, but he is worried about the future.
Do you find enough skilled workers here to hire for the jobs you have open?
Absolutely not.
Where are the shortages?
Everywhere.
The shortage of skilled workers in the Seattle area is so acute that manufacturers here import workers from Ohio. Andreas Breed runs a production tooling and design company in Kent.
Every industrialist, if you walk to him and you talk to him, what is your biggest problem? I can't find a machinist. I can't find a welder.
An estimated 25,000 jobs went unfilled in Washington State last year because companies could not find skilled workers. That number could double in the next 3 years to 50,000 unfilled jobs. So why are there so many jobs available, yet so many young people unemployed? Well, one reason is that the U.S. public education system doesn't train people for these jobs. We graduate high school with few work skills. Community colleges and technical schools try to pick up the slack, but that begins after public education is over. And it costs money, money that high school graduates often don't have. Well, in Germany, they've figured out some of these problems. In June, I visited to learn more about their approach to vocational education. And for one thing, it's much broader than it is here in the U.S. 60% of young people go through a vocational program. Now, it's not your father's wood shop or auto shop. In Germany, there are 331 recognized training occupations. Hairdressers, nurses, kindergarten teachers, web designers, bank clerks. Even retail sales clerks get 2 years of vocational training. Students attend school but spend several days a week working for a company, getting on-the-job experience and getting paid. Kay Schubner went through vocational training to cut hair.
In Germany, we call it a dual system. On one hand, you go in a studio of your choice and learn from these trainees there. I have customers from the beginning. At the first day, I have my first haircut. It's really hard, but nice. It teaches me very well. It's easy and helpful if you're a willing person.
The training takes place at vocational schools, like this one for electronics, where students learn how to make electric motors. Bernard Gerke Steinman teaches here.
You're not trained for a certain job. You're trained for a field, let's say in electronics. You learn all the basics, and then later you can qualify and specialize.
The German dual system gets results. Most students get jobs with the companies where they apprenticed, and 60% of them stay for at least a year. But even if young people don't get a job where they apprenticed, their certification is a strong qualification for another job in Germany or in any other EU country. So the youth unemployment rate is about half of what it is in the United States. So I was wondering, why is it that the United States doesn't have a strong vocational system to get people into blue-collar trade jobs? Well, one reason is that those jobs are invisible.
You don't see this stuff on TV.
Dave Gehring is executive director of the Manufacturing Industrial Council of Seattle.
You don't see it in consumer advertising. If you just went by consumer advertising, you would think the entire U.S. was somehow involved in producing cell phones. But that's not. They're selling you cell phones. The actual economy is just really diverse.
The biggest thing is we do not recognize trades.
Andreas Breed of Breed Products and Design in Kent, a production tooling and design company.
We are believers in a diploma, a thing that hangs on the... you have a four-year degree. Doesn't necessarily help our country or our society or our business world at all. What we need is people to believe in tradesmen and recognize them by introducing the trades within the the schooling system, which we don't right now.
Bernard Gierke-Steinmann teaches at a German vocational school, and he's visited many U.S. high schools.
The biggest difference between the United States and Germany is that this high school system you've got, where everybody has to go to for 12 years, prepares the good students for university. And this is, of course, the aim of our school system, too. But not everybody is ready for university after 12 years of school.
Joseph Redd has worked at Breed Products in Kent for 2 years. Joseph grew up in Germany and went to trade school. He finds that students here have fewer opportunities.
Well, I mean, they can take shop classes, but they're limited too. You know, they only have a certain amount of positions available. If they could venture out in 11th and 12th grade to go work at a place, you know, get an experience for working, what it's about, what they want to do, you know, that would give them the incentive to either continue on with schooling and get a college degree or go into a trade and look for an actual, you know, something suitable for them.
Now, you might be wondering why it would be so hard to adopt the German vocational system here.
A lot of now, since the economic crisis, a lot of countries are thinking about, like, transferring the German dual apprenticeship system. But it's not so easy as one might think.
Paula Protsch is a researcher at WBZ Social Science Center in Berlin. She says the German system requires close cooperation between business, labor, and education. Changing something as simple as a job description for an electronics engineer can take 10 or 20 years because everyone must agree.
And it's all built on the principle of consensus. By law, they have to work together. But it's also kind of a feeling, of course, or a cultural thing. And this kind of cooperativism is, of course, not present in the U.S. So.
Now, I can't leave you thinking that the German dual vocational system is perfect. Not everyone can get into a vocational training program. And despite the vocational training pipeline, Germany is trying to fill 117,000 jobs in science, technology, and engineering. In part, that's because their society is aging so quickly. But still, I couldn't help but wonder why in this country we don't value machinists as much as people with master's degrees. Why trade schools don't have the same prestige as universities. Former Seattle school superintendent Jose Banda.
I think there is a mindset around those, the blue-collar workers. And I think that not only as a school district we need to dispel that, I think as a city and as a community we need to make sure that we dispel that this is essential work, it's critical work that makes, it's part of the engine that makes Seattle what it is today.
There are 27,000 manufacturing workers in Seattle, according to the Manufacturing Industrial Council. But there's another reason that the German dual vocational system would not fit in American culture, and that has to do with the American dream that parents have of their kids getting that college degree. That dream persists, even if there are good alternatives. I'm Ross Reynolds.